Coming up today, I'm going to go through my experience at the Walt Disney World Half Marathon, my first run Disney event on Traveling with the Mouse. Welcome, everybody, to episode number 482 of Traveling with the Mouse. My name is Adam, and I am joined today by John.
Wait a minute. I love that idea.
You going to get those references in before Aerosmith goes away?
Yeah, maybe so. Although I didn't get a ride in before Aerosmith went away.
What was the reasoning?
Well, I mean, we'll get to my stuff eventually, but this is about your trip.
Probably next week. But yeah. So, yes, I did finish. That was the cliffhanger on the last episode because we recorded before that. And I was like, maybe I'll make it, I guess. But yes, I did survive. And it was my first run Disney event. So I kind of go through that process of sharing some things that I learned.
Yes, sharing is caring, and caring is nice.
So for those who might be curious about doing one or how, you know, haven't done one in a while, maybe, I don't know. I'll go through my experience, but I'm glad I did it. Now, of course, everyone's asking me, are you going to do the full marathon or the dopey challenge or at least the goofy challenge?
Maybe.
I don't know. I haven't decided yet. I need time to like let this one marinate before I try to do anything more. But a full marathon is no joke.
Oh, I imagine not. The half marathon is no joke.
Yeah, it was a challenge. So I'll go through kind of my results and everything too. I won't go through like step by step of the trip, but there were other things that we did that I will mention too. Jason isn't on this episode, but he joined us during this trip as well. And it was, you know, it was his 40th birthday last week. And so we did celebrate his birthday at the Cake Bake Shop on the boardwalk. So we did check that place out.
Yes. I'm sure that was a pretty penny.
It wasn't terrible. I mean, it was definitely pricey. It was signature level. Right. I mean, if you're celebrating a birthday, I guess it's worth the price. But we only got one piece of cake to share for $22, was it? $21.50 or something like that for a piece of cake. But it was very good. I mean, the cake was delicious. My wife is a cake connoisseur and she thought it was great. So she said it was worth it. Actually, the price of the cake.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah. She did say it was worth it. I'm trying to remember what they... I got the salmon because I was like... I was the night before the marathon, so I was all like in my head and like the nerves and everything, so I just ate like salmon at the light. What did they eat? They ate something. But it was good. They loved it, whatever it was. I don't remember what it was. Anyway, I have to look it up. But in general, you know, it's very fancy looking. Everything's white or pink. But it felt like the Grand Floridian, as we said, felt like it belonged at the Grand Floridian. I couldn't help but think of the contrast between, you know, the ESPN club that was there. And now it's like the complete opposite.
Right. Exactly.
As far opposite as you can get.
Right.
From a sports bar, but but it was good. I will say the food. Oh, it was the gumbo. I think Jason and my wife both ordered that, and they liked it. The kids liked their kid food too. So anyway, I can't say I wouldn't go back there. I would definitely go get another piece of cake. We stayed at Pop Century. Is my first time there in a couple of years now. Since I've been back there, and you know, it's convenient being on the Skyliner. We just took the Skyliner to the boardwalk and did the Cake Bake Shop. Only problem is by the time we finally finished our meal, Epcot was closing, and so the line for the Skyliner was getting long. But otherwise, it was a smooth transition. But I'm here to talk about the half marathon experience. So let me get to that. The first thing, you have to go back like 8 months when I had to sign up for this. I talked about it before, but it is not easy to sign up for a Run Disney event. Of course, Disney has a paid, I guess, membership, the sort of thing that you can get that gives you first access to the Run Disney events, among a few other perks, but I don't think it's worth the price, of course. So that's how you can kind of guarantee you a spot. But otherwise, you kind of have to get lucky. I joined the queue. It's kind of like joining a virtual queue for like...
And we all know how that can be when it comes to Disney, virtual queues. And
right. Well, it's more like, yeah, those pass holder previews or what they...
Yep.
Those kind of things.
You have to be available at the very nanosecond that it opens.
Right. And it doesn't necessarily open when they say it does. So it's like I was on the site.
You're like refreshed.
Opened early. Yeah. So anyway, I got in, but I was like 5 minutes from missing out because a friend of mine was going to do the race with me. He didn't get in, but I was 5 minutes ahead of him in line and I was just barely able to get in. My bib number was like 49,000 or so. I think that was maybe why. But anyway.
That's just crazy.
Yeah. I was near the end.
Who'd have thought this many people were begging to run?
Yeah, I know. I'll tell you how many people actually finished the half marathon, too. I have those stats, but...
Oh, you mean there's people that didn't finish at all?
That's what... Yeah, there was... I don't know how many. It doesn't show how many didn't finish. It just shows how many did finish.
I would just think if you're going to do that, even if you just walked, I mean, you should at least finish, right? I mean,
yeah, well, I mean, there's a few people, though. Like, I saw somebody post online that they were doing the dopey, and they were afraid that they were going to hurt themselves, so they stopped the half marathon. And just,
oh, interesting.
Apparently, you still get a medal, but they put, like, some kind of mark on it to show that you didn't finish. I don't know. I'm not sure if that's true, but...
It's like you started the half marathon.
Right. So I don't know. But yeah, you have to sign up very far in advance. And I think in our last episode, we talked about it. I think it's coming up very soon, early February.
Yeah, yeah, it's like as soon as you finish, you get to sign up again.
Yeah, right. So now I have to make a quick decision if I'm going to try to do the full marathon next year.
Full marathon is 27 miles, right? 26 miles?
26.2, yeah.
Yeah.
At one go.
I know it was something like that.
Yeah, 26.2. I think this is the only full marathon on Walt Disney World because I think the others are either halves or 10Ks or things like that. I think. So I think this is the only one. So, yeah, you have to sign up way in advance is the first thing I was going to say. And that's, I think though last year it was like early April. And I did it, so I signed up and got in. So once I knew I was in, then it's like, okay, I'll start training. And then they give you some info like a month before, but I had to, you have to show up at least a day before your event, whatever event you signed up for. By the way, it was like $240, I think, to sign up for the half marathon. So it's not cheap if you're going to do it. And if you do the dopey, I can't imagine how expensive that is. It's probably like $1,000 if you're trying to do dopey because they're all like $200 a piece. Like, but anyway, there's an expo at the Wide World of Sports. That's where you have to go pick up your bib and you get a free shirt as part of it. And then you know, there's a bunch of merch. Oh, and the other good thing is if you're staying at a Disney resort, they do provide buses, but they're not Disney buses to the Wide World of Sports.
Are they mirrors?
Some of them were, but I don't know if they all were. The one I was on was not labeled, and it definitely wasn't a Disney bus.
Gotcha.
It was also like 100 degrees in the bus, even though, I mean, it was kind of chilly, the weather, but it wasn't that cold. But yeah, so they'll shuttle you to the expo at Y World of Sports. And then, of course, the morning of the race, they shuttle you to Epcot where it starts. So that was helpful. I didn't have to drive, thankfully, because it was a mess to try and drive, as my wife found out. So the first, I'd been to Wild World of Sports before for a couple of things, but this was the first time for a Run Disney event. When you get there, there's three different buildings. They spread everything out. The process to pick up the bib was, some people say they wait a long time. I think it was like 20 minutes for me. It was a very long line, but it was moving constantly. You finally get into the stadium floor. I think it was like the State Farm something. Like
State Farm? Arena.
Something like that.
I was about to say State Farm Arena?
Something like that, yeah. What? I don't remember the exact.
Isn't that, anyway. You were a long way from the marathon.
Right. Not that State Farm Arena, but it was like, yeah, it was State Farm Field House.
Okay.
It's basically like a small arena.
I was a long way to go if it was State Farm Arena. Like you just came from there.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I know what you mean. But anyway, you go in there and you get your bib. It actually was a very simple process. I signed a waiver online, so I didn't have to stand in another line to sign a waiver. So you go, there's like windows where your bib number. So thankfully, you get in a short line based on your bib number, and then you show a badge, like a ticket that they email you to prove that this is your number. And then they funnel you out to the next building, which is like the athletic center where the expo is. The expo is like tons of fitness related companies that are just trying to sell you stuff. And, you know, Disney being Disney, the t-shirt pickup, your free shirt that comes with it, is like all the way in the back. So you basically have to walk through the entire expo to get to the t-shirt pickup. So you have to kind of see what's on the floor of, you know, people trying to sell you a Peloton or athletic shoes or, you know, protein bars and stuff like that. You know, all the fitness
stuff. Did you purchase anything?
No. But I did discover some things, like these Jelly Belly makes these energy beans, which I didn't know existed.
Energy beans.
Yeah.
Isn't that called coffee?
Well, they're like jelly beans, but they're like Gatorade in a bean form. I don't know what you want to call it.
Okay.
But they were actually really good. They handed them out during the half marathon at like mile 9 or something, and they were like, gave me a boost of energy. It was very nice.
So it did. Sure they didn't hand you speed?
I mean, maybe. No, but you also can preview the medals. They do have like a bunch of photo op places, but the lines were so long. I was trying to get in and out of there. So I did that. And then on the way out, at the Advent Health Arena, another building like kind of on the way out, is where all the merch is. So I did buy, you know, like I bought the pin of the medal. I bought a mug, of course, you know, little things like that. Some of them, you know how Disney's merch is, like the front is like, oh, I like the little logo, whatever. And then you look at the back and it's this giant like spirit jersey looking thing in the back.
Yeah, that's the way it is with their shirts a lot, man. I mean,
yeah,
I find very few shirt designs that I like, although that happens occasionally.
Yeah, there's not a lot. There was one La Cava hoodie I almost bought, but it, you know, it had like the little La Cava logo on the front, but of course in the back it's like this giant thing. I'm like, I hate the giant thing in the back. But anyway,
I pretty much just wear traveling with the mouse gear in the park now. So,
oh yeah, so where can you get that?
Well, I mean, there is a Spreadshirt store where you can get that. Do we still have the other store that we were trying to start up? Or did they not like our design?
That too, yeah. Well, yeah, they're both linked.
They're both
linked. The Challenge Runner shirt is linked there.
You know, it's funny. Anyway. I was looking at our logo and I'm like, I'd be shocked to see if we could get away with this design if it was new, right? Like if it hadn't been previously approved. I almost feel like it wouldn't.
Right. Thankfully, they haven't gone back and...
Nobody's gone back and looked.
Speaking of, I did wear that shirt, as you saw, on the race. So I wore my Traveling with Mom shirt. Actually, funny story, too. One of the cast members who was handing out, I guess, right at one of the stations where they're handing out waters and Powerades or whatever during the race, he was on a microphone, and he was just, like, making comments about people running by. And he was, like, he saw my shirt and was like, oh, Traveling with the Mouse. I listen to that podcast all the time. I think he was just being funny, but.
But he saw that it said podcast, like Traveling with the Mouse podcast. He might not have been. You never know.
He was like, Traveling with the Mouse podcast, one of my favorites.
I mean, you were, you know, looking at our stats recently, and apparently we had a 50% increase this year or so.
Yeah. Well, welcome everybody who's joined us. So as far as the merch, like, it's like they always have a ton of stuff that, honestly, I'm not a huge fan of the Run Disney logo. It's too, like, yellow and blue, and I don't love those, that color palette. But the marathon logo stuff I liked, you know, that logo. I can't really see it, but
I'm trying to see it. I can't tell if it's your camera's blurred or my eyes are blurred, because it could be either.
Probably that one. This logo is kind of, it's still blurry. Anyway.
Yeah, who knows?
I don't know why it's so blurry. But yeah, that logo is better. And I got a mug with that on it and a couple other things. You can't see it, but that's the 13.1 magnet. But I'm not putting that on my car.
Nice collection of magnets, by the way.
Yeah, I have so many. But anyway, yeah. So then I got out of there. I didn't stay long at the expo. But once you get your bib has like an RFID strip on it. So my wife was able to track my location via that. Like, there's a website you can go on, and it'll tell you like my finish time based on my speed and location and all that. So
cool.
She was tracking me that way during the race. And of course, at the end of the race, that's how you know your photo pass photos will show up based on that. Like, so it links it to you, or you can find them based on your bib number and it, you know, all that, and your stats will show up at the end too. So that's cool. I do, you know, they kind of track you that way,
which they've always said that they don't track via the RFID.
Yeah,
that's what they always tell me anytime I ever ask them to,
but of course they do. But this was the shirt that you got for free.
Oh, cool.
And then it has the sponsors on the back, whatever. But it's like a nice little, you know, athletic running shirt, whatever.
How much running have you done since the marathon?
None. I've taken the time off. And it's also been like 15 degrees every morning the last week, so. But yeah, I'm just kind of like chilling after I did it. I think maybe I'm a little bit like, don't know what to do now that I like accomplished this thing that I was working all year towards last year. So like, now what? So I guess I do need to sign up for the full if I'm gonna.
Yeah, you're supposed to. Exactly. You're supposed to be like Rocky at this point. You're supposed to go on to the next challenge.
Right. Well, instead I'm like Forrest Gump, and just like that, my running days was over. All right, so race day was an interesting day. Thank goodness I sat next to this lady on the bus who was 4-time dopey runner. And I apologize, I cannot remember her name because I'm terrible with names, but she was from St. Louis, and she gave me probably the best tip, me being the bathroom guy. As you know.
Yeah, but that's because of your son. Your son wasn't with you.
Right. Well, but this was a very helpful tip, actually. So, you know, during the race, there's porta potties all over the place. And there's always a line for them. There's a line for characters and a line for porta potties. So if you have to go during the race, she said, if you can make it to Magic Kingdom, the bathrooms are open. And depending on the route, you know, it could be the fire station bathrooms, which it wasn't configured that way this time. But thankfully, Adventureland bathrooms were my savior, because otherwise I wouldn't have completed my goal. I was trying to do sub 3 hours, and I beat that by 22 seconds. If I had stopped for a bathroom, I wouldn't have made it under 3 hours. So
I see.
Thankfully, I took her advice and waited till Magic Kingdom, which was pushing it because it was raining that morning. I got there. I got to Epcot at 3:30 a.m. Race for me started at 6 because I was in Group G. I was in the last corral. Of course, I had, you know, this was my first race, so I really had, well, first big race. So I had no time to get myself into a earlier corral. They sent them off in like 2 or 3 waves each group. So A got like 3 waves or 4 waves. So like every 90 seconds, another wave would go. So it took an hour. They started around 5 a.m. And by the time my group went off, it was like 6:02 a.m. or something like that. It was raining. I was trying to hydrate before the race.
When you could have just hydrated during the race.
Yes, but I wasn't sure, you know, it's my first big race.
I don't know.
So I wasn't really sure, like.
You have plenty of hydration.
Yeah. So, but it poured rain for like 45 minutes to like from 4 a.m. to like almost 5. I went to the bathroom right after that, but I got in line, you know, to try and get early in the corral because I didn't want to be like with the balloon ladies, which thankfully I never saw them. So I was thankfully
the balloon ladies.
Yeah. That's what they, you know, the pace setters that you have to keep. They always have little balloons so you know where they are if you, but thankfully I never saw them. But I was like in wave 2 of my corral. So once I got going, you know, I was waiting for an hour shoulder to shoulder with people. So I couldn't go to the bathroom. So I was waiting over an hour. I was hydrated up. So by the time the race started, I was like, oh boy, I don't know if I'll make it to Magic Kingdom, which is like mile 5 or 6. Will I make it? But thankfully I did. And that was probably the best tip I got was because I had considered like, okay, I'm just going to have to wait in line at one of these porta potties. But thankfully, knowing that the Magic Kingdom bathrooms were open, I just walked right into the Adventureland bathroom and walked right back out and, you know, didn't take that long.
So that was great.
So next time, hopefully my time would get me into a at least like a D or E or F start corral so that maybe, you know, I could start earlier. And I told you about the stats earlier. There was 13,099 people that finished a half marathon.
Wow.
I don't know how many didn't finish.
Well, all I have to do is find out how many participated. And then,
yeah, right. I don't know.
If they give you that.
Right. It doesn't say on the stats how many started. It just says how many finished. So it was 13,099 that finished. I imagine there's a few, at least, that didn't finish. So
right.
I was in the last corral. As I said, I was probably around 12,000 to 12,500 probably starting because so many people were in front of me. But my finishing place was 6,020. So I finished above half the field, I guess, which
sounds like it.
Not bad.
Not bad for our first effort.
And from where I started. But of course, the Disney events are like, I'd say a good 1,000 or 2,000 people probably stop to take pictures with characters. Some people in the full marathon will go out and do rides. Like they'll do like Everest. A lot of people
in the middle.
In the middle and then come back. Rejoin the race. So there's all kinds of things like that to kind of distract you. So it's not necessarily about the time. It's more about just enjoying the experience. So thankfully it stopped raining and it was about 60 degrees. So it was nice. The weather was perfect for that, minus the rain at the beginning, but or before. There was a lot of characters. It felt like one of those events, like those DVC events or like a, you know, Christmas party, Halloween party where a bunch of rare characters are out. The one that almost got me to stop was Barbossa and Captain Jack were both out at Adventureland. Thankfully, I didn't stop because I would have messed my time up. But there was like Robin Hood, you know.
That's like, a rare one.
Yeah. I was trying to think of some of the other rare ones. King Louie, Baloo, you know, those were, I'm trying to think of who else. Then they had like Daisy and Donald in different outfits. Then you only see them and stuff like that. I don't know. A lot of characters. I was trying to remember. I didn't write them down or anything. So, But there was a lot of rare ones.
Doing it all from memory.
Yeah. But thankfully, the Disney races have, I think every mile or so, there's at least, you know, there's some bathroom porta potties. There's water stations where they'll hand you water and Powerade. There's medical tents where you can get, you know, Band-Aids or Tylenol or, you know, all kinds of Vaseline or whatever you might need.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, seriously. And then they hand out some snacks here and there. Not really. Like I said, the jelly beans were the only one I really remember getting. And those were really good. So I'm like looking to get more of those, but those are nice.
Interesting.
I mean, they just gave you a little boost of energy when you're in the middle of trying to run.
I'd be curious to know what's in those beans.
Look them up.
Yeah. Maybe bean can set off the fireworks.
They're on Amazon. But okay. So it started out, you know, it's in the dark. You're at the Epcot parking lot. You're on the highway. There's not much really to see. Except, you know, there's a lot of music, a lot of, you know, they're trying to pump you up and keep you going. And then there's character meets and all this stuff. But it's kind of boring because you're running up World Drive. You don't really see much until you get towards the Polynesian Grand Floridian. Of course, it was a construction area still there. But then you turn the corner and you see the electric water pageant boats were out with the lights on. That was cool. Didn't expect that. But I will say that, you know, with 13,000 or more people, some of the paths, like the pathway from Grand Floridian to Magic Kingdom, very busy. So you're
right.
There's nowhere to go. So you're like, you can only go as fast as the person in front of you because you're kind of stuck. And so that's one of the major complaints I heard about it is there's too many people. And there's nowhere to go sometimes. You're just kind of stuck.
Sounds like complaints about Disney, period.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and they say a lot of there's not as much running in the parks. But I'm like, yeah, I can understand you'd want to run more in the parks, but there's not that much room to run in there anyway either, so... On that pathway, though, from Grand Floridian to Magic Kingdom, that's when I started texting you guys because I couldn't run. I was kind of stuck walking briskly. And I saw this guy make a beeline towards the fence where the monorail, I guess it would be the express monorail from Magic Kingdom. And he ran behind one of the like pillars to relieve himself. And I was like, dude, you could have, if you had just made it another, you know, half mile, you could have gone to the bathroom in the Magic Kingdom and a national bathroom. But this guy ran all the way over to pee behind a monorail beam. So
when you gotta go, you gotta go.
I guess, but should have waited. But the other cool thing was when I ran finally into Magic Kingdom through the tunnel under the train station, as soon as I popped out, my wife and kids were right there. They were posted up right by the train station, surprised me with, you know, they had a little sign out for me and everything that they made. I had not expect them to get to Magic Kingdom by 7 a.m. or 7:30, whatever it was. But that was a nice surprise to see them there cheering me on. So I stopped for a second and said hi, and then bolted back because I had to go to the bathroom. And then right. stopped at Ventureland bathrooms.
It's like, hi, bye.
Basically, yeah. I was like, gotta go. Plus, I was trying to make that time, and thankfully I made it. But I noticed a lot of people on Main Street, you know, were running up. They were running over to the Tomorrowland Terrace bathrooms. But I knew the course went by Adventureland, so I'm like, well, I'm going to hold out and go to the Adventureland bathrooms. Because they were going way out of the way to get to the Tomorrowland Terrace ones. When I'm like, we're going to walk right by Adventureland, so... And there really wasn't any wait for the bathroom there, so that was perfect. Anyway, so...
You chose wisely.
Yeah, I did, yeah. And it cost me very little time to do that, so... And then we go around, you know, Frontierland, and then back through the castle, which was a fun little, you know, 5 seconds running through the castle, but that was cool. And then you go Tomorrowland and then exit back out, you know, the Homer exit, as we call it, between Carousel of Progress and Buzz, so where we exited backstage and then back past the Contemporary on Rural Drive, under the water bridge, back to Magic Kingdom parking lot, and then back to Epcot. It was sort of energizing to go through Magic Kingdom, so that was fun. And then, you know, it's a slog again to get back to Epcot. Uh-oh. But that's when they gave the energy beans right before that.
Okay.
And when we got to Epcot, I knew I was like pressing it on time. I was like, as soon as we got to the last mile, I just ran as fast as I could. I was like, if I get hurt, I get hurt, but I want to beat this time. I wanted to get under 3 hours. So that's when I kind of conserved as much as I could up until then. And then I was like, I'm just going to run as hard as I can. And I got my time by 22 seconds. Like I said, I was 2 hours, 59 minutes and 38 seconds.
There you go.
There was one other cool thing that I remembered was as soon as you exited, you weren't in Epcot very long. You kind of came in at the Seas and then you went through the middle and then you kind of turned by Mission Space and then exited backstage, kind of where Test Track-ish is, between Test Track and Space 220 is where you exit. And the Japan drummers were right there waiting, like performing for us as we exited there, like the last little
cool
half mile stretch or quarter mile, whatever it was. And that was fun. And then there was like one other character meet that was like 100 yards from the finish line. And I forgot who it was, but I'm like, I am not stopping for a character meet this close to the finish line. I don't know why it had a line because I'm like, I am not waiting.
You're so focused, you don't remember who it was.
I do not remember who it was. I was just like, I'm not waiting.
Must not have been a very enticing one, at least not for you.
No, actually, none of them were, like I said, except the Barbossa Captain Jack was tempting, but nah, I don't want to do that. Yeah, so that was cool. The finish line, my family was there waiting as well. Jason was there too, waiting at the finish line. That was fun nice. To see. And as soon as you cross the finish line, you're around the corner, they hand you your medal, and then they hand you a box of food and I think Powerades if you want them, whatever. They just start handing you stuff. Then you can, you know, there's like a reunion area. There's a lot of walking after, by the way. It's huge to get out. So you're like, I think I was almost a full marathon by the end of that day. I was like 24 miles or something.
Probably.
Total walking. But anyway, what was I going to say? There's photo ops that I forgot to do. I should have done a photo. But the next day at Magic Kingdom, I did a photo with the medal and everything. I completely forgot to do it afterwards. I just got so distracted. But later that day, you know, we were at Epcot. So what do you do when you're at Epcot? To celebrate?
I'm guessing drink.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but specifically La Cava Tequila.
Oh, yes.
Barbas was there. Yeah, he helped us celebrate quite a bit, a lot.
Okay.
And
so you got rehydrated just to get dehydrated again.
Basically, yes. I had plenty of Powerade and everything before.
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah, it does. But I honestly, I was starting to get sore and kind of stiff. But the magic of La Cava. I didn't feel anything after I left.
You sure it wasn't the magic beams?
Yeah, maybe. Well, we had a couple of crickets. We had a couple of crickets with a, I don't remember. He brought us a bottle of something and imported it. And he was like,
This
is a special
tequila. I'm starting to notice a pattern about this whole thing. You got beans. You don't know what they are.
Yeah.
He brought you a bottle of something.
Well, he showed us a bottle, but I can't remember what it was.
Your memory is either really bad or you were really whatever the stuff was you were given was really messing with you.
It could have been in there.
Uh-huh. Anyway.
We also had some smoky ninjas, which was another good one on the...
Gotcha.
That's where we had the crickets with that. And we were also celebrating Jason's 40th birthday, so... I forgot what else we had. I mean, you know, the usual. I always get these, corn old fashioned. It's another one of my favorites. So we celebrated there. The next day, though, I did want to mention this too. This is unrelated to the race, but we checked out the new tower at Polynesian.
Oh, yes.
We had lunch at Wailulu Bar and Grill.
Are you sure that's how it's pronounced?
Yeah, that's what I think it's Wailulu. 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 And fantastic. I got to say, it was.
Most things are when they first open, so.
That's true. Good point. But you saw that was their banana old fashioned. Mm-hmm. The one on the light. And I forgot what the other one was. What did she get? I don't remember what it was. But it was fantabulous. And fantabulous. The food. The poke bowl was very good. And I got the chicken sliders. Mm-hmm. Amazing. But prior to that, breakfast, we ate at Kona Cafe, of course.
Okay. So
that was, you know, after a race, Tonga toast goes down very well.
Okay. Well, you got the potassium, right, in the bananas, right?
So. Yeah. That was lovely. But I got to say, the new tower looks great. I don't like the lobby bathrooms, though, too small. Just to mention that. But... they had Dole Whips as well for the kids to have for dessert. Yeah, I would go back there in a second. The Wailulu was awesome.
Gotcha.
So, really good stuff. And said goodbye to Tom Sawyer Island. I spent a lot of time on Tom Sawyer Island because it might be the last time. So hung out there and said goodbye to it. A lot of the effects weren't working, by the way. The snoring guy wasn't snoring, which I was disappointed by. Some of the other effects, a few weren't working. I forgot what some of the others that weren't working. Kind of sad.
Could be because it's days or number, but it could also be that it's Tiano's so close it's rubbing off on it.
So who knows? Or the fact that Big Thunder's down and it's this whole area, they're not.
I'm going to say Tiana's is affecting the whole area, apparently. There's a disease over there.
Right.
An animatronic disease.
Maybe. Sad. I missed the snoring guy, though. That was the one that kind of annoyed me. Oh, but I did, you know, said goodbye to that bathroom, too, which, one of my favorites, the Fort Langhorne bathroom. It's not big, but, you know, it's very private. A lot of people don't even notice it's there, which I... like that. It's one of my favorite bathrooms for that reason. Jason is a big fan now of the Germany's little drink spot in the back of the pavilion. You can get, he likes the chocolate shot. It's fine, but there's this pear drink that is really good if you like a good shot. They also have an apple one. But the guy was like, it tastes like apple juice. But I thought it was good. He was trying to encourage me not to get it. He's like, this is apple juice.
Well, I was going to say, well, you know, like LeFou's brew is essentially frozen apple juice, but it's still good. So,
yeah. My son wanted to try those. What's the name of that cart? It's at Hollywood Studios where you have the churros. It's like Coca-Cola churros or something?
Across from basement. Coca-Cola churros?
Yeah.
Well, we got churros at that cart that's like right to the...
Hydraulics?
If you're facing it to the left of Runaway, that's not the one you're talking about, is it?
Mm. It's the hydraulic... I think it's called Hydraulics. And it's Coke. They have a savory... It's the savory one. It's savory churros topped with Coca-Cola and bourbon candied bacon.
Oh.
With sriracha aioli.
Okay.
Those were good. I thought those were really good, actually. Surprisingly. Anyway, and of course, we started at Baseline. I have to do that. Mike was there. Shout out to Mike.
Even though he doesn't remember you.
Yeah. You know what else was unique? I don't know if they do this all the time, but when we were riding Alien Swirling Saucers, a cast member, a PhotoPass cast member, was taking photos of everybody on the ride.
Really?
So he sent... I posed for the picture.
Yeah. So I don't recall getting any. I don't recall getting any. We rode saucers.
Well, he was just taking pictures of everybody. Now, I have pictures of like 20 other families riding this ride.
In addition to mine, but
because he just scanned everybody's picture. But that was unique. I'd never seen that before. So that was new. Yeah. So all in all, I really enjoyed the experience of doing the marathon. I think I would probably try the full. I don't know if I'm dopey yet because it's $1,000 probably, but we'll see. Because you have to sign up for all four of them, which is kind of crazy. The Goofy Challenge is the half and the full, but that's like back-to-back days. Like, that's a lot. That's 39 miles for the Goofy, and it's like 46 for the Dopey.
Well, you're still Dopey to me.
Thanks. I'm not Goofy too? Or
yeah, you're probably a little Goofy as well.
Thank you. I can really try. Yeah, that was it. That was a fun experience.
That was it in a nutshell?
Yeah. You know, the lady on the bus, too, I couldn't remember her name. Yeah. That really helped me a lot because she's like, you know, it was her fourth Dopey challenge, I said. And she was like, oh, it's your first one. You're going to be like all in your head about it, but it's going to be fine. Just relax. And so that really helped because you don't really know what to expect. So you kind of, your mind goes all over the place of like, if I do this, what happens if I, you know, this you just gotta stay ahead of the balloon, ladies. It's really not that.
It's not too crazy, but it is, you know, it is a challenge, of course.
Of course.
But now that I've done a decent time, I would probably... If I did the full marathon, I would probably try to take it easy to finish, meaning I might stop, see a character or two, or maybe even ride Everest. Mm-hmm. Although I'd probably just want to make sure I finished. But so who knows what the course will be like next year, because the Dinoland is going to be under construction. So,
well, yeah, some of it at least.
Yeah.
How much is a question?
I know we'll get to your trip in the next episode, but Astro Orbiter was down. We had talked about that. So there was a bunch of, you know, Hall of Presidents is down now.
So apparently some unexpected ones could be down.
Yeah. So Magic Kingdom's got a lot going down currently, and Dinoland, I mean... This is the year of closures right now.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it's the challenge year if you want a completion, right?
Yeah. So, get your challenge shirt linked on our website, travelingwithmouse.com, if you want a challenge runner shirt. Or if you want Traveling With a Mouse shirt to run in for, I don't know if you signed up for the princess or the any of the other races coming up.
Yep. I would think that if you picture your dates properly, you could probably set like a record as far as finishing the challenge, the Parkeology challenge, if you wanted to.
Well, there'd still be an asterisk beside it.
You're talking about because it's not every ride?
Yeah, because it's like...
Why? That's like hasn't been the possibility in how long?
I know.
For me? So, I mean, I guess every completion is going to be an asterisk.
I mean, right, yeah. Right.
So,
I can't say I wouldn't want to.
Right. The completion is a completion in my book.
Yeah.
Now, there are some that are just more fun, obviously, if it was more challenging, right? Of course.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you just want to get that completion under your belt, it's some favorable opportunities in the near future, we'll say.
Yeah. Well, I think that's all I got. Shout out to the cast member that mentioned the podcast. Okay. Shout out to the lady on the bus. Shout out to Barbas, you know, for helping us celebrate in style. And I guess shout out to the cake bake shop because you do have good cake. Mm, definitely good cake, but
not a place you'll be visiting regularly still.
Probably not. I mean, if you really want cake, it's good.
And shout out if you really really don't mind spending the money. That's the other thing.
Yeah. Right. If you have $22 burning a hole in your pocket, I know where to spend it. Although plus tax is probably more, but anyway. The Donald and Daisy. I do like this medal, it's cool.
Cool. So.
I don't know what to do with it now, but it'd be weird to wear it everywhere. But yeah, I guess that's it. We're going to wrap this. This is enough for this episode, I think. And then we'll jump in to your trip report in the next one.
Yes. So
where can we be found in the meantime?
Well, we are still on the usual social media outlets. That would be on Facebook at TWTM Podcast, also on X and Instagram. Those are all at TWTM Podcast. We have a Spreadshirt store, as we mentioned earlier, where you can get your exclusive TWTM merchandise at shop.spreadshirt.com/TWTM Podcast. And we have a YouTube channel, which I hope to in the near future add a little bit to. You can also listen to our episodes there. Where can you find that, Adam?
Our website, travelingwiththemouse.com. You can email us podcast at travelingwiththemouse.com. And for John, my name is Adam, and we will see you on our next trip. To run Disney.
I probably won't be there.
Dopey challenge. Let's do the dopey together. Or
that's kind of funny, dopey, because, you know, once upon a time, you know, doping is like a
it's a good
common
point.
Thing with runners and bikers and everything.